Michael Gove is set to unveil a new definition of extremism in the coming days, but the Muslim Council of Britain have accused him of weaponising extremism for diversive electoral gain. A US military ship set sail carrying equipment to build a temporary pier off the coast of Gaza to help deliver more aid. The territory has no port infrastructure and supplies will initially be screened by Israeli officials before leaving Cyprus. Elizabeth White from Save the Children welcomes the initiative but reckons there are better ways of distributing aid.
We have pre-existing established land border crossings that can be used if only we are allowed to. It's not a substitute, while if we reverted back to the system that we have had in place for years, we would be able to save lives today.
Nearly 200 prisoners have moved out of Dartmoor prison as a precautionary measure after radioactive gas was detected. Routine tests found traces of radon. Six mums are starting a hunger strike outside Parliament. They are planning to go without food until Thursday and say they're drawing attention to parents who are unable to feed their children. England have kept their hopes of winning Rugby Union Six Nations alive thanks to a last-minute drop goal as they beat Ireland 23-22 at Twickenham. Captain Jamie George says it's one of the most emotional and proud days of his career.
For us to go out there and do that to a team like Ireland, who, for me, are the best team in the world at the minute, that was a really, really special day. And, you know, we spoke a lot about making Twickenham a really tough place to come and play, and I thought we did that today.
Scotland suffered a 31-29 defeat to Italy, and in the Premier League, Arsenal have gone top after a 2-1 win over Brentford. And 80 years after D-Day, a Second World War veteran is getting married near beaches where US troops landed. 100-year-old Harold Terrence is set to wed his fiancée in a town in Normandy later in June. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So now it is time for a quick weather update on the hour. Just after nine this morning, still intermittent showers, some merging to longer spells of rain at times. In the afternoon, the rain will become steadier and persist into the evening, a mild day throughout. Early on tonight, a few spots of rain will linger in places as the night draws on. It will turn dry for all, but skies will remain overcast, being a mild night. Tomorrow, we'll see another mild and cloudy day. Dry conditions will also persist throughout the day, which may see a few late bright spells too, as the cloud will tend to break. Outlook for Tuesday to Thursday. Tuesday will have a dull start with cloudy skies and spells of light rain, but turning dry with some bright spells later on. Only light to moderate winds throughout. It will be turning more settled on Wednesday with variable cloud, bright spells and the odd shower at times being mild. Thursday will have a bright and dry start, but staying breezy. Some showers are possible later too. Well, let's look forward to Thursday when we've got a bit more sunshine, eh? Because it's a bit dull today. It's a bit grey out there at the moment. It's 8 degrees at the moment. It's going to go up to 9 and down to 7 later on tonight. That's all for your weather update at 9.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC. The award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444. Or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So, as I mentioned earlier, it is Mother's Day, in case you forgot. Oh, tap, tap, if you did forget. And you haven't got your card and your flowers and all that stuff yet, well, you better get out to the shops before it's too late. You don't want to be in trouble with your mum or your nan or anyone else in your life that's like a mother figure. So I'm going to be playing you some more Mother's Day tunes. Something happened with my tunes then. They've all got, I've had to jingle them up, so I've got to start again. But that's all right. I think I can remember which ones I've played and which I haven't. And I've got Nikki in the studio with me as well. Nikki's going to be returning with a new show soon as well.
Yes, Siobhan, I am. I'm going to be returning with a new show, and I'm just coming to kind of effectively brush up on my skills. So yeah.
Well, I'm not probably the best person to do that with, because as you can see, I've made a few mistakes already while you've been sat here. Not the best multitasker me at the best times, but yes, hopefully you can pick up some skills. So tell us a bit more about the show that you're going to be coming back with.
Yeah, so I had a show on Thursday night, which was great, and I loved it. Had different people come on and chat about different bits and pieces, but it was really difficult to juggle the show and work, and it was just too much on here, there and everywhere. So I have a new show coming, which is Tuesday between 6 and 8. And it's going to be getting to know local people. So we're going to have lots of different retailers, people that are, you know, different independents, businesses coming in and talking about, you know, entrepreneurship, how they started, what they have to offer, and just basically local people talking about local things.
Love it. Well, that's what the station's about. You know, we're all about community and uplifting the community. So that sounds really exciting. Yeah, it's really good. And when is it going to be launching?
So next week, not this week, sorry, not next week, the week after.
Okay, next couple of weeks. So Thursdays, 6 till 8, yes. You're going to be, and what's it going to be called?
No, Tuesdays.
Oh, Tuesdays, sorry, you were Thursday before. Yeah. What's it going to be called?
Well, I'm not there yet. I was the Modern Essex Girl.
Oh.
And I don't know if I'm going to go with that or not. I'm still thinking. So, yeah, watch this space.
It okay.
Might be something new.
Yeah.
It might be the same.
All right. Yeah. I like that, the Modern Essex Girl. It sounds like that could be like a blog. Have you ever done blogs before?
No, it is actually a column. I write for Essex Life.
That's where it's come from. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, I love that. Well, we look forward to you coming back to station. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to also hearing the stories of your amazing guests, because there's lots of talent here in Brentwood.
There's so much talent. And do you know what? It's really actually interesting to hear some of the stories of how people have started their businesses, how they've gone from strength to strength. And I think that's what we're trying to kind of get across is, you know, the spirit of Brentwood.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it. I think, you know, during COVID, obviously, a lot of businesses really took a hit. And it's the people that have bounced back, those that have actually managed to, you know, get through it as well.
Exactly. I also have to say, I've been... whilst we've been sitting here chatting, I'm trying to get Siobhan to matchmake.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? It's funny.
I never
really talk about what I do on here. It's funny, isn't it?
Really?
I probably should. I know you're going to tell me now as a marketing person. What are you doing, Siobhan? This is a prime opportunity.
Exactly, Siobhan. And with so many singletons like myself, Bridget Jones in the corner, you need to be helping us women.
Do you know what? It's funny. I went on a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and it's coming out in the next couple of weeks. And it's a really good concept. What she does is it's called Single Sounds. And she literally interviews people who, like, just... You know, as if I'm, say, for example, when I'm, I can do this with you quickly now. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do
it. All right, I'm putting you on the spot now. Okay, are you prepared?
I'm ready. I wouldn't say I'm prepared, but I'm ready to
So I'm going to ask you some questions. So what she does, she interviews people as if she's sort of profiling them for matchmaking. And then people that are interested contact her and say if they'd like to go on a date with them.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so it's like a blind date. But the fact that they've sat there and they've listened to that person talk about themselves for a little while.
Okay.
And anyone who thinks, oh, I like the sound of them, they can contact. So I'm going to put you on the spot now. I'm going to do the same. And this could be a new feature for the show, actually. Here we go.
This could be.
That's how my brain works, Nikki. I'm like this. Yeah, okay. Right. So I'm already getting... So you've got the column, the Modern Essex Girl. So tell me a little bit more about that, what you do with that.
So if I had to kind of give you a very quick synopsis, if you like, if you think Carrie Bradshaw meets Bridget Jones,
yes,
it's literally a kind of, it's a mix of the two. It's kind of the fashion, lifestyle type, businesswoman, loving the bags, the shoes, Manolos, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then the reality is... the Bridget. Everyone has a bit of Bridget in them, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the bobbly old cardigan, eating too many biscuits, sitting there crying in my cornflakes that my knight in shining armour still hasn't appeared.
So
it's a real mix of the two.
I love that.
It's a bit funny. It's, you know, lighthearted. So that's exactly how I describe it.
Okay. No, I love that. That's a bit of me, that. All right. And so let's talk about the sort of, I'm not going to ask you to reveal too much personal things, but in terms of dating history, would your friend say you've got a type on paper?
No, do you know what? I don't know that I do necessarily. I don't even think I have a type on paper. It's just, you know, I think the world we live in now with all of the apps and, you know, there's so much opportunity, you know, at your fingertips on your phone. It's like instantaneous.
Yeah.
There's so much opportunity to meet people, chat to different people. So, you know, I have been using the apps and, you know, talking to different people, but I don't think that there's a classic type Okay. I'll take anything.
All right, but there's got to be some standards there, right? And you are a woman with standards, I can
100%.
Tell. 100%. You've definitely got standards.
Today, though, guys, you can't see me, but I have a face for radio.
No, you look gorgeous. No, you're gorgeous.
I had a bit of a late night with my friend last night.
You've got lovely eyes. You've got really beautiful eyes. I can tell you Nikki's got the most stunning, striking blue eyes. They're really nice. So even without makeup, you know, you're beautiful. So a natural beauty that also likes to glam up, right? Yeah. So you're quite a girly girl?
Yeah. No, actually, am I a girly girl? I do have a little bit of tomboy in me.
Yeah, we all do. Like, look, I'm in a hoodie. You're in a hoodie. Doesn't mean that we're not girly girls. We're baddies. That's what we are.
We're baddie girls.
We're baddies. Baddies mix it up, right? They glam it up, but they also can wear hoodies, right?
This is very true. Yes.
I can see you've got the bad. I can tell when you doll yourself up, you're a knockout. I can tell.
When I go for the old contour in Siobhan, watch
that's
out.
That's it. There's no stopping you. There's no stopping okay. Me. So. So we're getting a picture already. Okay. So Sundays, what do you like to do on your, you know, Sundays? Is that kind of like your down day? What are you doing normally?
Do you know what that normally, I'm so busy all of the time. You know, after work, I'm always at events or I'm doing bits and pieces. Saturday, always out and about. But Sundays, I do try to kind of have a little bit of like protected me time.
Mm.
So I might go for a roast dinner with my friends, but then potter around the garden, do the housework. Do you know that nice kind of just chilling, nothing fast paced, and then the standard Netflix, glass of red wine, sweets. I'm a terror for sweets.
You got a sweet tooth.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And what's on your Netflix to watch?
I tell you what I did watch, and we actually had a bit of a divided opinion last night, which was interesting. It was like 13 girls, and we were all chatting about it. Saltburn. Have you seen it?
Saltburn. Oh no!
It's gone like crazy. Oh. It's literally everyone was talking about it.
Yeah,
and you know half of the girls loved it, and the other half were like, no, not for me. But that was really good. I do love
it. What was it about?
It's it's a little bit like The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Okay.
So basically, in a nutshell, he is this guy who goes to school, wants to get in with this popular guy, becomes obsessed with him, and almost like kind of infiltrates and gets into his life. And I'm not telling you anymore, you're going to have to watch it.
Is it, what sort of genre does that come under then, a thriller?
I think, I'd say it was kind of like it had an element of thriller.
Yeah. So you like a thriller? Do you like
love
a crime
thriller
kind of thing as well? Like the crime stories or not so much?
I'm more thriller. I do like a little bit of a...
Psychological,
yes.
Thriller. Okay.
And I love a twist at the end.
Yes. Okay, great. All right, so we're getting a picture. So Nikki's glam. She likes going out with her friends. She's obviously got loads of friends because she's got like a group chat with like 12 girls. We saw, you know, there's going to be one of those ones in the wedding. There's going to be about 10 bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, loads of bridesmaids.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're getting a picture now. Traveling. Where are your go-to top three places?
I am always away. It's a laughing joke. A lot of people say to me, do you actually go to work? In the country. So like this year alone, I've been away three times. So
yeah.
I've been skiing twice.
Amazing.
Out to Dubai. So I like to go. I love skiing. I'm a huge skier. And I love a bit of sunshine. Who doesn't love sun?
Yes. Okay, we're like that. So you're quite sporty. You into your fitness? You're in the gym?
Yep, spinning.
Yep,
I go spinning. Spinning and skiing are my two go-tos.
Like it. So you're quite energetic. I get that. I get the feeling that you're like a fire sign. What's your star sign?
I'm actually a Libra.
Ah, same as my mum. So you're quite balanced. Libras can be quite like... Yeah, lively though. My mum definitely is. Yeah, she's a bit of a live wire.
When's your birthday?
1st of October.
Oh, I'm 15th.
Oh, my dad's the 14th.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
My sister's the 13th. So.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, my mum's got two girls in October, days apart.
You're quite family orientated?
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, family's key.
Yeah.
Love my family to pieces.
So the kind of guy for you then, and obviously you're very driven, so are you quite attracted to guys who, would you say you quite like, quite masculine, quite alpha kind
definitely.
Of guy? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting the picture. So we need a guy for you that's quite alpha, but not like a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Family orientated. He's in the gym. He looks after himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. He likes to dress nice as well and go out to nice places. Like he's not scruffy.
No.
Yeah. That's important. Image is slightly important there as well.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Quite family orientated like you. Likes to travel. Bonus if he likes to ski.
Oh, yeah, definitely bonus points if you like skiing.
Yeah. Happy sort of Netflix and chill. Into psychological thrillers as well. We're looking at someone in their 30s.
No, I like a bit older.
You like a bit older? Okay, yeah. So up to 45 max?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. tall? Are you quite
tall?
What about the build?
It's got to be. I'm not really too fussed about the build.
Yeah,
the height is huge for me.
Right, I mean,
it's actually quite hilarious because I'm like the size of a borrower, but but I am actually really fussy about height. It's got to be tall.
Okay, what's the minimum?
I reckon 5'11".
Oh, okay, that's not too bad. Almost, because usually it's 6 foot is a minimum. So he gets an inch, he gets away with an inch. Okay, so guys, if you're listening and you think that you could be a match for Nikki, send me a DM, all right? And we'll be on the case.
Oh, Siobhan, you are such a help. I'm looking forward to seeing this perfect man. I haven't found it.
Honestly, you never know. He could be listening right now, thinking, oh, maybe he sat with his mum listening, going, oh, mum, yeah, Nikki sounds a bit of me. Let's see. So we're back in a few minutes. So nice to have you on. We're back in a few minutes. I'll show you the ropes. Karen's showing the ropes, so I'd still work him out myself. but yeah, here we are. And more Mother's Day tunes coming up, guys.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
98
FM, FM, FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Yeah.
that one there was going on to the next one, Vicky. Mama's gonna love. Ah, what a cute one. That was Adele with that was dedicated to her son, that one. This is Dolly Parton. This is dedicated to her mum, called Coat of Many Colours. And if you're feeling down or weak. Oh no, I'm sorry, it's not. It's Sierra with I Got You. Dolly Parton's on next. I'm getting distracted. I've got Nikki here. Sorry, this is Sierra with I Got You. And Dolly Parton, Coat of Many Colours, is up next.
Is that funny? Yeah?
Sometimes you can lose your faith, you can lose your mind, lose your grip, get stripped of your pride, till you don't know how you're gonna stay alive. This world can throw you over the track. Sometimes your friends can stab you in the back. Sometimes you just break down. When this life tries to break you, I'll protect you. Take your side, I'll lay my life down for you. I'll crawl over broken glass, I will stand in the flame. Take the bullet, take the blows, I will take all the pain. Anything, anything that you gotta get through. Hey, hey, I got you. Hey, hey, I got you. It all can push you over the edge. Sometimes make you wanna jump off the ledge. Sometimes make wanna stand up and scream, make you feel like there is no one listening. This world can put a hold on your soul, sometimes put you at the end of your rope. Sometimes you just break down. When this world tries to end you, I'll defend you. Yeah, I got your back, I got you.
And that one there is Ciara with I Got You. I say, not Dolly Parton. So I'm going to play you, not play you, I'm going to give you a quick travel update now, because it's 25 past nine.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, engineering works are happening between Barkin and Leon C via Langdon and between Stamford Le Hope and Pitsey. So it is a 2 trains per hour running between Fenchurch Street and Grays via Raynham, calling at all stations. And 2 trains per hour run between Fenchurch Street and Stamford Le Hope, calling all stations except Dagenham Dock. And then on the underground, we've got park closures on the Circle Line. No service between Edgware Road and Tower Hill via Victoria. Park closures on the District Line. No service between High Street, Kensington and Edgware Road. And no service between Earls Court and Kensington. Park closures on the DLR. No service between Canning Town and Stratford. Use Jubilee Line services instead. Reduced service on the Elizabeth Line between Paddington and Maidenhead. Burnham and Maidenhead will be served by 2 trains an hour. Ealing Broadway, Southall Hayes and Harlington will be served by 6 trains per hour. Metropolitan Line is minor delays at the moment. Piccadilly Line, minor delays. And plan closures, no Waterloo and City Line. The rest is all good service. And the roads are pretty clear as far as I can see. Yep, that's all good. That's your travel update on the hour at 9:25. So I said I'm going to play you Dolly Parton, and I'm going to play you Dolly Parton. Here it is, Coat of Many Colours.
Back through the years I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. Mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes and my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me and my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them.
And that one there, Dolly Parton, with a coat of many colours. And if you do like country music, we have got a country show now on Phoenix FM. I think it's Madeline. Is it Sunday? No, it's not Sunday. I'm trying to think. I think she's on Thursday as well. Let me double check when Madeline's one is. Anyway, there is a country show. Look on the Phoenix FM website summary and you will find it. Because country music apparently now is becoming very big here in the UK. We've got our... what's her name? Megan McKenna, who's does country music as well, doesn't she? She's doing quite well with that, actually.
And Beyonce.
And Beyonce's got number one out at the moment with country song. Yeah, Texas Pokem, isn't it? Texas Pokem, or yeah.
She's doing a whole album. Apparently,
she's doing a whole country album. Yeah, she is.
It has kind of ruffled a few feathers in the country.
Oh, has it now?
Country music.
They're probably thinking, "Don't be greedy now, Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you've had enough success with the pop. Yes. Don't tread on the other, because that's in a way she will dominate, won't she? Whatever she does."
You know who else did it? I think American Pie. Madonna went for a phase, didn't she? Where she did the whole kind of country music.
Yes, Madonna. Yes, that's true. Yeah, she was. There was an album, wasn't it? When I remember her wearing a cowboy hat. I can't think. Was it American Pie? Is that what it was? Yeah, yeah, exactly. She didn't stick it, though, did she? Must have. So that's it. Beyonce's probably not going to stick it at the country. She just wants to do a country album. That's it. So leave her alone. Don't pick on Beyonce. No, Beyonce can do no wrong in my eyes. So anyway, still going to stick with the Mother's Day tunes, as I say. It's been literally... lovely just to play these songs. Hopefully you listen with your mum and she's appreciating all these lovely words that you might not be able to tell her in a card, but you can be like, "See, mum, that's how I feel about you," in that song there. Next up is, I've not played Earth, Wind and Fire, Mum, yet, I don't think. No, I don't think I have. It's all a bit of a jiggle here, though. It's all gone a bit Pete Tong, but
I
that's
think
okay.
I distracted you.
Nikki has distracted me. We're just yakking. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Well, hopefully someone will write in after that, you know. That's what I'm hoping for. Otherwise, it was all in vain. It was all in vain otherwise, you know. Yeah, potential suitors. Come on, line up. Get in the DMs. Let us know if you like the sound of our Nikki. And maybe we'll do like a little picture with like a smiley face covering you or something.
Yes.
With you dolled up in a dress and be like, "There you go. That's Nikki." Mind you, they'll see you when they get on the radio, won't they? You'll have your picture on the show. So it'll be revealed in 2 weeks' time when you're back on. So yes, I'm going to carry on with some more mothers themed music. Next one is Etta James with Tell Mama. James there with Tell Mama. And now it's a little bit of our events guide, just to remind you what events are on in the local area at the moment, the next couple of weeks. Keep you entertained. Kev's going to come in the next 20 minutes or so for his show, because you've got the Phoenix FM open mic night, which I'm going to tell you about as well.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So we have got, as I mentioned, the Phoenix FM open mic night every Monday at Essex Arms in Worley, hosted by Kev Piggott from 8 till 10. All tracks are recorded and then the selection is played on this morning's show. Coming up next, and we have Fair Requiem and Rutter's Gloria, Emmanuel Church, Landon Road, Billericay, and that's happening on the 16th of March. The Billericay Choral Society will be performing the ever-popular, beautiful Fair Requiem plus Gloria by Jean Rutter and other well-known works. Professional baritone Alistair Merry will be performing solos, refreshments available at intervals, and it's a 7:30 start. Tickets are £12, booked in advance, or £15 on the door. You can find details there at billericaychoral.co.uk. Botanist or not, Monday the 18th of March, Plant Origins, History and Cultivations at the Chantry Centre. Talk by Jacqueline Avalo, posted by Billericay Horticultural Society. It's 8 till 10, £3. Visitors are welcome. I say Jacqueline Avalo. I hope I am pronouncing her name right. Because it reminds me of Mrs. Bouquet, where you say, you know, like Mrs. Bouquet, but it's actually spelled Avalo. I hope I'm saying it right. Billericay Community Open Day, the Chantry Centre, on the 22nd of March. Come along, meet with local clubs and organisations and find out about volunteering within the community, support and wellbeing and social activities. And it's free, and you can find details at Billericay Town Council. And also just wanted to give you a reminder, of course, the Brentwood Food Bank are always in need of donations. Dave, who's a volunteer there, said, "Your kindness and generosity is allowing us to help over 200 local people every week who would otherwise go hungry. It's not uncommon to have a mother come in who hasn't eaten for days so that their child could. Sadly, the number of people who come to show us shows no sign of slowing down. At Brentwood Food Bank, we don't just give out food. We have the assistance of other agencies like Christians Against Poverty, who can help with managing debt. Peabody also runs a clinic alongside us each Wednesday, helping with housing and benefit difficulties. We hope and pray that you'll be able to continue with your kind donations. We appreciate every donation, whether large or small. They make such a difference to so many lives. Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. If you can help, please get in touch by calling 01277 224 528 or email info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And just in mind of some of the items that are urgently required are things like tin goods and toiletries as well. Okay, so we're going to carry on with some more music now.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And next up, I'm going to play you a Justin Bieber track. And I'm not familiar with this one. I think it made the charts, but it's a very touching song. And it's dedicated to his mum, who's a single mum who brought him up and seemed like she had a real struggle. And I reckon he can really make sure that's not the case anymore, because he's obviously got the means now, hasn't he? So she's obviously very proud of her son, I imagine, today, and she's celebrating him, as well as everyone else that's celebrating today. I hope you're having a lovely day, or at least a lovely start to the day, although the weather's not lovely. You know, it's one of those days where you think, oh, I'd like to start off by going for a nice walk and, you know, go out and start the day, but it doesn't look very inviting up there, I must admit. Although it's not too bad. It's not pouring rain. Been a little bit of showers. So do get out today and pop in and see your old dear. So here it is, Justin Bieber with Turn to You.
You work two jobs to keep a roof up over our head. You chose life for me. No, you never gave up. I admire you for the strength you've instilled in me. You were so young. You were just my age when you had me, Mom. You were so brave. There was nothing gonna stop or get in our way. And I know you will always be there for me. So when you're lost and you're tired, when you're broken in two, let my love take you higher, 'cause I still turn to you. The year that everything started to change from before. You had to be a woman, you were forced to change your ways. To change your ways. Then you found the Lord. He gave your life to him and you could not ignore the love he had for you, and now we wanted more. Thank you.
There's Earth, Wind and Fire with Mom. So I hope you're enjoying the Mom-themed show today. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that, really. Thanks for Nikki for coming in as well and keeping me company this morning. It's been nice to have some company for a change, I must admit. Normally just here talking to myself, really.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
So we've had all the nice lovey-dovey mummy songs this morning, but now I'm going to come with a bit more of a less lovey-dovey song with a bit of LL Cool J. Anyone watch the AJ fight this week? This would be one that he'd like to have played.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, that's exactly what AJ did, didn't he, in that fight? I missed it. I fell asleep, but I hear he knocked him out in two rounds, so... Yeah, there we are. Everyone was down at local Matchroom Boxing, weren't they, that night? So, a couple more songs left for me before I hand you over to Kev, who is already in the studio, just making himself a cuppa before he comes on. As you do, we all have to do that. We have to make ourselves a little cuppa. Here he is. So, next one is, what am I going to go for? Meghan Trainor with Mom, featuring Kelly Trainor. Yeah, she's actually on the track with her.
You might have a mom, she might be the bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom like mine. Her love's till the end, she's my best friend. Ain't nobody got a mom like mine. She's my world, she's my heart, and there's no denying I'm her girl.
Mum on that. I must have missed it, but she was on there. Last one for me. Hope you've enjoyed my Mother's Day themed selection this morning. Kev's all ready to jump in, so I'm gonna leave you with this last track. This is Carrie Underwood with Mama Song. Don't know why I put the American accent on, it just feels fitting. Have a great day, guys.
Baby fly, you've given me everything that I
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.